Scoring at any time in the game is always a good feeling, but obviously to get the winner after a long journey yesterday and obviously going with 3 points is good.
You knew it was going to be tough. Wrexham at home is always a tough game, but you came with a what looked like a big air of confidence after a very emphatic victory on Monday. And you really, you know, a lot of teams would probably come here and sit back, but you really took the game to Wrexham.
Yeah, well, I thought we had to, considering how we played on Monday. With the formation we played, we thought we'd go the same, but it didn't really work out in the beginning. We got a bit overrun and they had a few chances and Gaffer changed it. And we got stable and we, you know, went on from there. Pushed on, created chances, and obviously we got our goals.
Is that suiting you more? Because you got switched around a little bit with the formation on Monday, playing just behind the front two. Today you started off the same, but then second half pushed a little bit further forward. Obviously got your reward with the goal.
Yeah, for me, obviously I missed pre-season, all of it. I was away in Thailand doing a little bit. I was going to play out there at one stage, but I never came through. So this is just basically, for me, the gaffer's just trying to get me in positions where I can get the most out of myself and benefit the team and hopefully get fitter and better and stronger. And then obviously the more games you come, I'll be better and better and better and better.
And you're enjoying it down at Woking? You like the style of football and everything's fitting in nicely with the rest of the lads?
So far, so good. I can't complain. I've scored 2 goals now. We haven't lost. Do you know what I mean? That's the environment footballers all want to be part of, regardless of what team they're playing for, and I'm happy to be here. The boys are taking to me really well, and obviously the fans have as well.
Up to about fourth, I think, now in the table. So like I said to Gary, you're sitting in the playoff places. Teams are going to come to Kingfield and play you, and you're going to go to places, and you're going to be one of the big teams that are up there that they want to claim a scalp over, if you like, with a victory. That must be a nice feeling, though. That's the place you want to be in.
Yeah, it is a nice feeling, but frustrating at the same time. I think Macclesfield came and done it. I think Dartford came and done it, where they just sat and play for a draw, and it's that's when I think we get frustrated, because once we do so much, we then don't know what we're doing next. But we haven't lost. We're fourth on the table. We're in a good position, but still early doors. It doesn't mean nothing now. When it comes to April, that's where you want to be. Forget the playoffs. You want to be pushing for automatic.
That's credit to you, though, isn't it? Surely that teams want to come to you and just get behind the ball and be, you know, thankful enough to go away with a point. That's credit to Woking.
Definitely. You see our team. A lot of our players have played in the league, so they know that's, and they're showing respect. But same way, we've got to show respect back and try to do what we're good at and break them down and hopefully push on to get the goals that we need to win the games.
And Lincoln to come next Saturday at Kingfield ahead of the big local derby against Aldershot. That's going to be a big day in that game, obviously. But Lincoln to think about first, I guess.
Every game is a big game, regardless of who you're playing against. And obviously, I'm looking forward to the Aldershot game, because obviously going back to a team that I was on loan at, which I enjoyed my time there. So Lincoln first, hopefully. That's a home game as well. So hopefully we can create chances and, you know what I mean, take our chances and hopefully just keep pushing as we are.